William, tell us about your definition of what a starwalker is.
A starwalker, well, this is a term that I got from ancient Egypt. There's a drawing on the tomb of Tutankhamun that's presently in the Cairo Museum. And on this tomb, we see Osiris, who is the Egyptian god of resurrection, the Lord of eternity, the Lord of the field of the blessed. And beside him is a five-pointed star. Now, the Egyptian word Saba means star, but it also means door. And beside that star is the determinative for walking. And what we're told is that this meant that Osiris was passing through a star door. And it reflects his soul's passage through these doors into a place they called the dimension of the blessed. So a star walker is a person who ascended bodily into the heavens and now walks the stars for eternity.
And you say we all have the potential to do this?
Absolutely. And it's not just me. This is this record of humans who have transformed themselves into star walkers actually is found throughout the Bible as well. Enoch, Elijah, possibly Moses, most definitely Jesus, effected this transformation of themselves into a being of light and became a star walker.
And do they ever come back into their physical body?
They don't come back to their physical body as much as they can make appearances. Think of Jesus after the resurrection. He returned, reappeared to the disciples. Elijah
In form. He came back in form, didn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. But as he said to Mary Magdalene, don't touch me. Perhaps because he's in a different form, maybe a light body form as it's described. And so what we find is that the figures who have affected this transformation, which we can all do, are able to toggle between this realm and a realm that's described as the field or the dimension of the blessed.
What did he say? Because you bring it up. He did say, don't touch me, but he elaborated a little further. He said something like,
I have not yet gone to the Father.
Yeah, exactly. Which, if you broke that down in a metaphysical sense, what do you think that meant?
Well, what I think it meant is that he's still in an intermediate phase. In the images, the graphics that are on the Coast site right now, in particular number 2, the gate to the dimension of the blessed, very often these figures are portrayed in a gateway. They are in an intermediate realm between this dimension and another dimension. And they're in a form, an intermediate phase. They are literally phase shifting out of this material realm into more of an ethereal realm. And in fact, this was the whole purpose of the ancient mystery schools. And Jesus even said in the Pistis Sophia not to stop seeking. Don't do anything except find the purifying mysteries, which will purify us and make us into a refined light, so that we can go on height and inherit the light of my kingdom. What he's saying is, find these mysteries that unlock this latent capability in our DNA so that we can become a star walker.
Depictions of star walkers showing, of course, modern science describing as wormholes. Tell me about that tie-in.
Well, that's one of the hallmarks or trademarks of my research, if you will. I started noticing that, in particular, in ancient Egypt, when you would see the gods on their ships sailing into eternity, sailing into the dimension of the blessed, they're riding aboard craft that the depictions of perfectly match the way modern science portrays a wormhole. And it became perfectly clear to me that what they are describing here is likely the primordial sacred science that these beings, these star walkers, possessed. How to open gateways and travel through the wormholes that science says permeates the known universe.
And do you think they do this with physical craft, or they do it, again, with breaking down into this beam?
I think they probably do it by dissolving themselves, as one of the words that is used, into pure energy. In fact, this became a really important piece of research that has led me forward now. I was at a UFO conference, and I had a really nice couple, the Coast to Coast listeners, and they came up to me and they said, hey, we really love the research that you're doing into the stargates and wormholes. And I said, wow, well, thanks. And they said, no, listen, we have PhDs from the Harvard Divinity School. We've lived in Tibet. We know all of the lamas that have come over here to the West. We've lived in India, and we've been studying this whole esoteric secret Tibetan tradition where these lamas can dissolve themselves into pure energy. And they said, what you have done is answered possibly the question of what happens after they dissolve themselves into light. They enter a wormhole.